Welcome to Shul Machshava and the Daf. The Shir today is sponsored Lilui Nishmas Gold Apparel Bas Yaakov, whose yahrzeit is Chofei Adar. And the Shir and Perek Chelik is sponsored Lilui Nishmas Arbi Yaakov Shalom and Lamp Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadikres. The Gemara in Udav says that Mashiach comes either B'dor Shekuli Zakai or B'dor Shekuli Chayov. Either generations are all Tzadikim or a generation they're going to be all Rishoim. And the Mefarshim are busy to understand what does it mean that Dor Shekul Chayov has Mashiach? What's the concept? What is the Gemara talking about? So I want to say that the Pshat is, it has to be a generation where there's no lying, there's no pretending. People know the emes. They either are tzaddikim or they know that they don't deserve it. But if a person is going to be a half and half, he himself is not sure who he is, then Mashiach doesn't come to that generation. But we'll use the mahalach here that my Rebbe or Moshe Pirzitzel explained in Shiuri Chelik. And it starts with the Maharsho. The Maharsho says that Dor Shekul Zakai means that they did tshuva. The Gemara said before starting the end of the last daf, going into this daf, that the Machlekes, if Mashiach will come when everybody does tshuva on their own, or the Amisha won't do tshuva. Meaning, does the tshuva come from Am Yisrael? It's their initiative? Or it's tshuva that comes from above, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Maharsho, that's the pshat over here. Dor Shekul Zakai means that they, on their own, went and did tshuva. Dor Shekul Chayev means that they didn't do tshuva on their own. They're mitzat atzom, they're not bali tshuva. But they were forced to do tshuva. So that doesn't mean literally that they're chayav. It means they don't deserve to get Mashiach, and it has to be an intervention from above. And Rav Moshe went to explain this a little more, based on the Maharal and Netzach Yisrael Perek Tzamach Beis, and the Shita of the Ramchal and Das Tvunus. So the Maharal and Netzach Yisrael says that there's a difference between the previous Geulos and the Geula of Mashiach. While the previous Geulos depend on Am Yisrael, depend on the fact that they have their own schusim, or they have a schus avos. Meaning it was a geula bidei Adam. The Medrash brings that the geula asido is not going to be bidei Adam, it's going to be bidei Shemaim. Yisrael noisha b'Hashem tshuas olamim. A tshuas olamim, a geula, which is forever with no hefsek, has to come from Hashem. Yisrael noisha b'Hashem tshuas olamim. So the geula asido doesn't depend on human beings. It doesn't depend on Am Yisrael. It doesn't depend on their own tzchusim. It depends on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu bilvat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who brings the geula. And the Ayimik is brought down in the Ramchal and Das Tvunus. Basically, the entire Sefer Das Tvunus and the whole beginning of that Sefer, the Ramchal goes on to explain that there's two anhagos in the world. There's anhagos HaMishpat and anhagos HaYichud. Hanagas and Mishpat is that things depend on what human beings do. If they do the right thing, they get reward. They will get schar. And if they do the wrong thing, so then they get punishment. And if the world is doing the right thing, they're going to be getting toiva. And the ultimate toiva is to come to the time of Mashiach. If they're doing the wrong thing, so then they will get the world will get worse and worse. And the bad will be increased in the world. But then there's a Nogas HaYichud. And a Nogas HaYichud is, that at the end of the day, there is a Hanhoga from above, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring the world to its fruition. And the Ramchal goes on to say, the famous words, that the Chayk of Yichud HaOlyon is, that he's going to allow the bad in the world to increase. He's going to allow the world to deteriorate until a certain degree. At some time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyocho gets involved and he leads the world to where it's supposed to go. And the whole Anogas HaYichud is, that, says the Ramchal, is that sometimes the fact that there's so much bad and it's so terrible and the world is so low and still HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Geulah, that's the Hoichocho, that's the proof of Yichud Hashem. That connected all the evil and the terrible things that the world can have comes a gilu of what is the emes and what is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu migal in the world. So, Rav Moshe, that's the pshat, Dor Shekul Zakai, Dor Shekul Chayav. Torah Shekuli Zakai, as the Marsha says, means that Am Yisrael is zoiche on their own to get to Geula. That the world fixes itself. Torah Shekuli Chayev means that the bad is so wrong in the world that Kadosh Baruch Hu needs to get involved and do it himself. Torah Shekuli Zakai is the Anhogas HaMishpat. Torah Shekuli Chayev is Anhogas HaYichud. Hashem does not allow the world to deteriorate too much. It comes to a certain stage where he gets involved on his own. And as the Mashal points out, this connects to the next part of the Gemara. The idea of Be'ito Ve'achishenu. This Mashiach coming on its time. There's a certain time that regardless of where the world is, the Mashiach will come, or it depends on what we're doing, and it could come much faster, as we're going to see Be'ez Hashem in the next year. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.